Good morning, I'm Dom Zaki for Hollywood Bets. Today we're back at Fairview and we are on the Poly, and I must tell you it does look like a very competitive card, but we'll try our best to steer you in the right direction. We do have a 9-race program and the first race does kick off at 12:05. Let's move on to some market movers on today's card. In race 2, number 5, Big in Texas, from 25-1 into 14-1. In race 3, East Coast Star has been scratched, so the entire field has shortened a point or two. In race 5, number 14, World Cruise, from 17-1 into 10-1. In race 6, number 3, Take the World, from 11-2 into 9-2. And in race 9, number 10, Radiant Love, from 28-10 into 2-1. And I would say Radiant Love is the biggest market mover thus far on today's card, from 28-10 into 2-1. A very quiet market out at Fairview today, but as per usual, I'm sure it will heat up a little later. And those betting moves were offered by Hollywood Bets. We do have some comments from Cliffy Miller, and he does have some useful runners on today's card. This is what he had to say. In race 1, number 1, Time Off, having a first run for me, working extremely well, but it might just be on the sharp side for her. She will be running on strongly at the end, each way chance. In race 2, number 4, Flash Gala, first run for me was disappointing on the turf, but is working extremely well at home, hoping for improvement on the poly. In race 3, number 1, Corsage, working well, include in all bets. In the same race, number 13, Let's Mumbo, been very disappointing, hoping for some sort of improvement. In race 4, number 7, Noble Princess, ran on well last time, will be better over the mile, and expecting a big run from Noble Princess. In race 5, number 2, False Power, badly drawn, but with a bit of luck will be right there, include in all bets. In race 9, number 8, Zigzag, looking very well at home, and is a lot better than his form suggests, will run a good race today. Thanks to Cliffy for those comments. Our best bet of the day comes up in race 3, number 3, Sienna, around about 5-2. And if you go back to Sienna's form, it's not too bad. 3 runs back, ran 6 lengths behind with our blessing. Wasn't a bad run, came from about 10 lengths behind on that occasion, and ran on nicely to run 4th. Penultimate start, she ran on the turf over the 1600. She ran 5th to Zeta Jones, getting beat 3 lengths. From that form line, there's been 2 winners. Swazi Queen came out to win, and Far Out came out to win from that particular form line. Strong form line. Last time out, came from about 6-7 lengths behind them, running on strongly to get beat a length and a half behind Far Out. On that occasion, she did run on strongly. She had a 7 draw. I think she was a little bit outpaced early in the race, but ran on nicely at the end. She has got 11 draw to negotiate today with Greg Sheen, but I'm sure he'll get her over and put her in a good position. The key for me with Sienna is that she's got 8 of her rivals held on collateral form. Queen Louise, Latifah's Angel, Corsage, Chai, Tinted Vision, Samara, Inogen, and Let's Mumba are all held on collateral form. I do make her the best bet of the day, and I think she'll be hard to beat around about 5-2. Our value bet comes up in race 4, number 3, Quick Wit, at a nice price of 6-1, Quick Wit. And if you look at her last start, she just had her debut effort at Fairview, coming back from a rest. She went to the front from a 16 out of 16 draw, and she faded the last 50 meters. I think she needed that run, and she'll come on with that run. Definitely over the mile is going to be a big plus as well. She's got Richard Faria aboard, and that's another big plus. If you go back to her Highfold form, she ran 4th, 7 lengths to Fire Flower, 3 runs back. Her penultimate start, she ran 4th to Give Me the Go-Ahead. One winner from that particular form line, and that was Franklin. Her form's not too bad, Quick Wit, and I think around about 6-1, she is great value. She has dropped from a 86 merit to a 68. 18 points she's dropped in the merit rating, and I do think she's a slightly better than a 68. That's why I think she'll run a big race today. Around about 6-1 from the Duncan McKenzie yard. If we take the win-win double, it works out to 24-1. nice double that 24-1, lots of value. But if we take the win on Sienna and the place on Quick Wit, that works out to 11-2. And Hollywood Bets are paying 4 places on that particular race. So I think 11-2 is a nice double for place. Well, I should say a win place double. 11-2. I'll definitely be getting involved with Hollywood Bets on those doubles. Our suggested exotic for the day is the jackpot, and the closing time is 14:20. As I said earlier, competitive card, so we're going to load all 3 legs of the jackpot. First leg, we're going 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12, and 14. In the second leg, we're going 2, 3, 4, and 5. In the third leg, we're going 1, 2, and 3. In the fourth leg, we're going 1, 3, 4, 10, 13, and 16. 648 Rand jackpot perm. And as I said, I do think it'll pay a few Rand. Well, I've been saying this all morning. It is a competitive card out at Fairview today. But I think the exotics are going to pay. So it's worthwhile taking your chances on the exotics with Hollywood Bets. Let's hope all the pieces do fall into place. From me, Dominic Zaki, for Hollywood Bets. Have a great day's racing out at Fairview.